Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show. I'm Dennis Patuas.
I'm Dawn Del Greco.
And we are talking about issues about getting older, intelligent aging lessons for life. There was another article that was in the New York Times, and it was Family Relations, an International Comparison. And this was a study of 2,700 parents over the age of 65, and it was published in the Journal of Marriage and Family. And it turned up some significant national differences in the way elderly parents and their adult children relate.
I expected the children to be making more of a comment than the parents. And I was surprised that parents really feel this way.
Well, as we've talked about before, with age comes the freedom to express yourself more freely. But the gist of the article was compared with elderly parents and adult children in five other industrial nations, Americans are twice as likely to have disharmonious relationships. We are correspondingly less likely to have amicable relationships marked by strong affection and relatively free of conflict. Now, being in the business of caring for people, we see fruit fall from all kinds of trees in all locations, and sometimes that doesn't fall from the same tree, doesn't fall in the same state. And, you know, as a result, there is conflict, there is disharmony, and you have to wonder where it all comes from. Now I know it comes because we're Americans.
Right.
It happens here.
It's our fault.
Because apparently in Britain, there is the most harmony.
And the German and Spanish parents also have a detached relationship with their children.
Right.
I was surprised.
I was too. Now, I think going back to the Americans, they did select a group of people who are not necessarily representative of the entire United States.
Did they find unhappy parents and survey them?
Well, they went to the left coast.
Okay.
So it was Southern California, and I'm not sure that Southern California is representative of the rest of America.
I don't know. That's a good question.
What they found was that 20% of American relationships were deemed disharmonious, compared with 3% in England and 9% in the overall sample. Now, I thought that was pretty significant.
I also took away from this article, which is actually in larger print, which is really nice. We have a lot more available to us in the U.S., an opportunity for education and travel. And just remembering back in the olden days growing up, the companies didn't necessarily move you so easily and
right.
relocate you. And I don't know about your family, John, but you know, Sunday dinner was the only thing to do on Sunday.
Right.
So I know a lot of my generation, and I'm a lot older than you are, John. Families actually stayed within the state, typically, sometimes within the same town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was surprised that the article said that the idea that families should care for their own is ingrained in U.S. ideology, according to a Dr. Silverstein. And we have always been believing that countries like Japan, for instance, or a lot of most other countries in the world put a higher priority on caring for the elderly than we do in the United States.
What was interesting, though, too, is the Norwegians came out somewhere right in the middle as far as attitudes. But the governments played a role in how the elderly are supported. And
well,
that had influence.
That was true. Well, in terms of the relationship, if they are without strong governmental support for the elderly, families are compelled to care for each other, and it forces them into situations that they may not want to be in. Whereas if there is strong government support, then much of the burden is taken off the children. And I would imagine that the relationship becomes better because it's not so much of an obligation. It's not so much of a job. It's more that relationship that they grew up with gets to continue rather than them having to be torn in so many different ways, like families we see every day in our work.
Well, it's that role reversal, too. Dr. Silverstein mentions here that anytime there's a dependence in the relationship, certainly it's true with adolescents, there are resentments, expectations that aren't fulfilled, and feelings of powerlessness.
Oh, I think that goes without saying. And this, by the way, this is an article that Paula Spann wrote. And we see that, and people feel angry and then guilty about feeling angry, but they have this conflict that they're dealing with.
Actually, right. I have been working with a gentleman who's planning a reunion for the Fairfield High School, which is pretty exciting. It's for the 60s through the 70s graduating classes. And I checked with Jim this morning real quick, and he thinks that about 60% of the graduates have gone to other areas of the country. So if you're from Fairfield, you may want to attend. It's RLHS60s with an S.com, and it will be the first full weekend. I think that's the weekend of the 10th in September.
And if you're one of the 60% of graduates that have gone someplace else in the country and you're listening to this broadcast, you can hear really well.
Please subscribe, recommend, and visit our website, healthyagingshow.com. Thanks for joining us at the Healthy Aging Show.